second share of Mezi Rappaport, Zer Ner Ner Zer Lal Choser.
Birshus, Kolakol HaKodesh Hazeh. I used to live in Eretz Yisrael, in a neighborhood called Har Nof. In fact, I had very choshev neighbors across the road from me. We had Rav Avadi Yosef lived. Next door to me was Rav Aryeh Deri, in the same block as Rabbi Hartman used to live. So it was quite a nice neighborhood. Now, an interesting story happened in my block of flats. It wasn't my block, I didn't own it. I didn't own the flat I lived in, I rented it. But there was an interesting thing happened. There was two residents on each floor. There were six floors. And one of the residents on the first floor had built underneath their home, there was a sort of halal, there was an empty area. It was built on a mountain. So he dug in, made a stairway from his house, and made himself a nice extension, exclusive extension from his house. Now this area where he built this nice extra floor and extension, whether he made it for a playroom or for I don't know what, there was nothing anybody else could do with it, because it was literally underneath his house. And the only access you could have to this area was through his house. So he built it without telling anybody, he got his builders in, built it, and he had himself a nice extra 100 meters or whatever it may be. Came along some of the neighbors, and they said, "What is the chutzpah? This area is owned jointly. It's owned by all the 12 families that live here. You want to have this area for yourself. You should pay us towards it. You should pay us a chalik." And he said to them, "No, I should pay you. There's nothing you could possibly do with this area. You can't even rent it out because the only access to this area would be through my house. And that's impossible to have people traipsing through my house just because they want to live there. So this area was unusable by anybody else. It's only usable by me. So why should I pay you? There's nothing you could do with it anyway. It's been sitting here for the last 20 years empty. There was nothing you could possibly do with it. I may as well use it. Why should I have to pay you?" And they said, "Look, on paper, it's owned jointly. Anything that's underneath this building is owned jointly. If it's owned jointly, we should have rights to earn money from it. You want to use it, you should pay us towards it." This was the dispute. So if we look in the Gemara Baba Kama, we've got it on the paper here. I hope that everybody has a paper. I don't know. There's photocopies made, so I'm hoping. Says the Gemara Baba Kama. Gemara Baba Kama Daf Chof Umadalef. Omar Lei Rav Chisda Lerami Bachome. Rav Chisda said to Rami Bachome, I've left out some of the parts of the Gemara in order to should all fit on one page, and because of the time limits. Hador b'chotzeh shechaveh yishalem yidakti. Somebody goes, a squatter, he goes and lives in somebody's chotzeh, in somebody's house, without telling him shalem yidakti. Tzorich leha lo yisloi sochor? Does he have to pay him rent for it? Or does he not have to pay him rent for it? Some fella has a nice holiday home, it's empty, so he goes into it, he goes and lives in it, and the fella comes along and he says, "Look, pay me rent. You lived in my house without my permission for 2 months. Pay me rental." Says the Gemara Eichidomi. We have to analyze the case. What sort of house are we talking about? What sort of chotzer are we talking about? And what sort of squat, what sort of person are we talking about who's living in it? Eichidomi. Ileime. If you say we're talking the chotzer deloi kaim le'agra, a chotzer that's not rented out, it's empty all year round. The Gavra Deloy Ovid Le Megar, and a person who has gone into this property, he doesn't rent. He always lives by somebody else. He either lives by his sister, or by his brother, or by his parents. He never pays rent anyway. So the house is never rented out, and the person never pays rent. So that's a case of Zeh Loi Nehene. He's not gaining anything, because he's anyway not going to pay rent. He's not saving himself rent. If he wouldn't be here, he'd be somewhere else free. So he's not gaining any rent at all. Zeloi nene. The Zeloi chose. This fellow's not losing anything out because his property is anyway empty. He anyway doesn't rent out his property. So what's a shayla? The shayla doesn't start. Ella must be, we're talking the chotzer, the kaimel agra. We're talking about a property that is readily available for rent. He does usually rent it out. The gavra d'ovid the mega, and this person usually does pay rent. Again, says the Gemara, the shayla doesn't start. Ze nene, the ze chose. He's gaining because he's getting rent-free period, so of course he should pay for it. And the fellow who owns the house, he's chosev, he's losing out because usually he'd rent out the property. Now everybody sees the lights on, they're not going to phone up to rent it. Loi tzricha, says the Gemara, we're talking about the following case, fine line of the Gemara. Bechotzeh de loi kaimel agra,
This is a property that's usually empty. He doesn't rent it out. It's his holiday home, which he doesn't rent out. The gavra do ovid lemegal. The person who went into it usually pays rent. He does usually pay rent. So now he saved himself a couple of months' rent. So should he pay or should he not pay? Mai, what's the halacha? Motzi o malei. Mai chosaticho. Can the tenant say to the landlord, Mai chosaticho, what have you lost out? Your property is anyway empty all year round. So what have you lost out? I was there for 2 months. Did you lose anything? Why should I have to pay you? The landlord could say no. You benefited from my property. You benefited from my property. You should jolly well pay for it. It's not yours, it's mine. It's mine, pay for it. And he says, no, why should I pay for it? You didn't lose anything out. You anyway leave it empty. If I wouldn't be here, it would be empty. So what have you lost out? That's the Gemara's Shaida. Now there's another Gemara, Baba Basra. Let's have a look at the Gemara Baba Basra. Omar Ravuna Breda Rav Yeshua. Pshita, that's a Dova Poshet. Now we have here Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon, two brothers, and their father Yaakov died. And he left over three fields. Now we know the halacha is a Bechoy gets, Bishnaim gets double. So Reuven gets two fields, and Shimon gets one field. Says Reuven, I would like my two fields next to each other. This way it will be more financially viable to work the land. And Shimon says, no, I want the middle field. What's halacha? Says the Gemara, Pshita Tadova Poshut, Chelik Bechoy Vechelik Poshut, Yavin Oleach Admetzah, the Bechoy is entitled to receive both his fields next to each other on the same borders. Toisus explains the reason it's Poshut. It seems to be Machlok Srashi Toisus. I'm going here with Toisus. Toisus seems to explain the reason is because there's a Poshut that says, Pishnayim. It doesn't say he gets an extra chelik. He says he gets double. From Pishnaim we learn that we equate chelik b'choyr and chelik poshut, and therefore he is entitled through the posuk of the words Pishnaim to receive both his fields next to each other. Ask the Gemara, what's a halacha by a yovam? What's a yovam? A yovam, Reuven, Shimon and Levi. Levi died without leaving any children. So Reuven marries Levi's wife. And now the father dies. So Reuven is entitled not only to his own land, but he's entitled to Levi's land. So can he come along and say, look, I'm going to receive my land and Levi's land. I want the two pieces of land, the two fields next to each other. What's the halacha? Omar Abaya, hihi, it's the same halacha. Same halacha, my timer. Bechoyr kari rachamona. The Torah calls the Yobam a Bechoyr. That means he has the same status as a Bechoyr. Just like the Bechoy, where it says Pishnayim can demand his two fields next to each other, so to the Yobam, who's called the Bechoy, Rabbi, the Torah calls him a Bechoy, he's entitled to his two fields next to each other. Rava says, no, there's a special posuk to exclude the Bechoy, a Yobam, from that entitlement, because the Torah writes, V'hoyo ha-Bechoy, the Bechoy shall be, ha-Viyotoyki Bechoy. The fact that he receives two pieces of land, two fields, his field and Levi's field, in that sense he's like a Bechoyr, who receives Pishnayim. Or Be'en Chalukos Ki Bechoyr. The way it's distributed, the way it's handed out, that's not like a Bechoyr. Bechoyr Bechoyr comes to tell me that it's not necessarily given out like a Bechoyr. A Bechoyr can demand the two fields next to each other, a Yobam not. So it's a Machlokes Abayin Rava. Says the Gemara Vayter, in Baba Basra, another story. Here we add Haudazov and Ara Ametzer de Beinashia. A person bought a field right next door to his father's fields. Now what happened was the father died, and now the fields are being distributed. So the son says, look, I've anyway got a field next to the father's field. I want my piece, my field next to my own field. The one I'm entitled to get, the Yerusha, I want next to my field that I bought. Says the Gemara, Kiko Palgu, when they split, I want to receive my share of the inheritance next to my field. What's the halacha? Omar Rabbo, says Rabbo, Koifin al midas doim. Of course, he has a right to have the field next to his other field. What are they going to lose out by letting him have his field next to each other? He benefits because his fields will be next to each other. They don't lose out because it's irrelevant to them which field they get. We can force them to give him the field next to his other fields. So says Rabbo. Rav Yosef says, no. Omri lei, they can say to him, you're right, there's no difference whatsoever between this field and this field, and it shouldn't make any difference to us whether we give you a field next to your property, not next to your property, but ma'alinon lei iluya ki nichse devei marion. What does this mean? It's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos. The way Tosfos learns, again, is as follows. Tosfos says from there was a family called the family of Bam Marion. Bam Marion were on the top of the Forbes list. They were billionaires. But when they sold any property or any piece of land or anything, they didn't sell it for cheap. They tried to squeeze the highest possible amount of money they could. They didn't need it. Every house for them was like a tissue, as far as we're concerned. Did they need the extra 100,000, extra 200,000? They didn't need it. But they were businessmen, and a businessman goes till the last penny. So they would charge as much as possible for their property. Did they need it? No. They didn't need it, but they still did. So the brothers can say, look, you're right. In reality, there's no difference between this land, that land. But we've got an opportunity now. We have rights to this land. We can squeeze money out of you. We want to make money off you. Why should we're entitled to make money off our land. It's our land. We have rights to just as much as you want. Just because you want this one, why should you put stuff for this one? You want this one. I want it too. So they can say to him, look, you, Dafka, want this. Fine, jolly well pay us for it. Pay us towards it. Pay us some extra money or give us part of the land. They can force him. They can force his hand because at the end of the day, they own it. They own it as much as he owns it. So there's no such thing as Koifan Amni Dastoyim. Because at the end of the day, they can make money off him. Anything that I owe, I'm entitled to make money off. That's Rav Yosef's claim. And Rabbah says, no, Midastoyim, what are you losing? Could you do anything else better with this field? So you just want to squeeze out money out of him because he needs it, because he prefers it. So we have here Machloikas Rabbah and Rav Yosef. Now Tosfos has a problem between the Gemara Baba Kama and the Gemara Baba Basra. Because the Gemara Baba Kama seems to have a shaila, is Mesupak. Zeh Nenev Zalei Chosa. What's with the halacha of Zeh Nenev Zalei Chosa? I benefit and you don't lose out. I'm not allowed to benefit from your property, from your land, from your things. What are you going to lose out? The Gemara doesn't know. Do we say Kofin Amni Dastoyim? Do we not say Kofin Amni Dastoyim? Motzi Omale, we just read in the Gemara Baba Basra. The fellow who went and squatted, went and lived in the landlord's holiday home. Do we say that he can say, look, you haven't lost anything out, why do you want to charge me rent? And the other side of the Gemara is, no, but you benefited. And the Gemara has left it open. Yet here in Baba Basra, regarding the fields of inheritance, we clearly have a Psak Halacha. Rabban Rav Yosef. So what's the Gemara Shai in Baba Kama? The Gemara in Baba Kama should say, it's a Machlokes Rabban Rav Yosef in Baba Basra. That places his kasha. There seems to be a contradiction in Gemara's here. The Gemara Baba Kama has a shayla that doesn't know what a paskin. And the Gemara in Baba Basra says clearly a psak halacha. Rabba holds koifin al midas doyim. And Rav Yosef holds, no, I'm entitled to make money. So Tosfos asks the kasha. Both in Baba Kama and in Baba Basra. Says Tosfos in Baba Kama, the small Tosfos. Afilu leman do'oma Baba Basra. Even according to the man of Amin Bibba Basra, Rabbo, who holds that with the inheritance of the fields, we force him to give the land to Reuven next to his other property, because then Shani Ocho, over here with the holiday home, it's different. Why? He could have stopped him from living in the beginning. If he would have not phoned him up and said, look, can I stay for 2 months in your holiday house? He could have said, no, I'm sorry, I don't give it out. Please? Well, look, if you really want, I'll charge you. He could have stopped him from in the beginning. He owned it. He owns this holiday home, so of course you can stop him from the start. Over here, they never owned it yet. They received it now by Yerusha. Now we have a nidden. They couldn't stop him. So now the shalis, who should they give it to? That's what Tosfos says. Again, Tosfos and Baba Kama, in Baba Basra, let's have a look. Tosfos and Baba Basra asks a stira in the Gemara of Baba Basra from the first part to the second part. Vim toim matem elari, asks Tosfos. Le Rabbo, according to Rabbo, amai tztarich krobi b'choyr v'yavina nayachad metzra. According to Rabbo, holds that zeh nene, v'zeh loy choser, koifin al midas doim. So, why do you need a special pasuk of Pishnayim to say that the Bechoyr is entitled to get his two portions next to each other? Without the posik, he's entitled to get the two portions next to each other. Why shouldn't the Bechoy get the two fields next to each other? What do you need a posik for? And Tosis gives three answers. Three answers. But for time's sake, let's jump to the third answer. Because in the third answer, Tosis says the same as Soid he says in Tosis Baba Kama. Now, which Rabbi says you can force the hand of the other brothers to give him his two portions, to give him his land next to his other piece of land. Loi midin Torah ka Omar. It's not a biblical ruling; it's rabbinical. The bedin o yoyachilim cheshekenegdoi. They're entitled to be moich and say we don't want you to have that piece of land. Number one, the ikakbeid beruchos. The east people like to have a north. They want a field in the north and the east. People have their reasons. There are pros and cons to having a field in the north and the east. Kedoma bekama duchin, I could find in other places. Ve'oid, and this is really what I want to get to. Oh, the koifer al midas doim, that which we know, that with koifer we force a person because he's behaving like doim because of zeh nenev zerichoser. What's he got to lose out? Haynu b'shikvar dor b'chotzer chaveiro she'ne malo lishchar. The person's already lived in the property, and this property is anyway empty. Aval hop shita, that's obvious. A person can stand and stop a person from entering his house. What right do you have to go into my house? I'm allowed to stop a person from going into my house. You're right, if he's already been there and he's holding afterwards, and it's 2 months later and I discover he's there, so I say, look, send me a check. You say, I don't want to send you a check, what have you lost out? But of course, if he phones me up and says, can I stay? Of course I can stop him from staying. If a guy phones me up and says, can I stay in your holiday home? Of course I can stop him. It's not me that's going to stop him just because my home is empty all year round. Even if this property is empty all year round. The grav de lo amid lemege, even if this person never pays rent anyway. So Toysfus is saying a yesoid. Toysfus is saying a yesoid in zeh nene vezeloi choser koifer al midas doim. And that's how we pass in la halacha we pass in zeh nene vezeloi choser. If somebody uses my cup, he's gained because he's got a cup to use, and I haven't lost anything out. What have I lost out? The cup is still there. He hasn't chewed it into bits. I'm not talking about, right? So zeh nene zelichoser koifinam midas doim. It's midas doim to go and charge him. It's midas doim to go and make him pay for it. What do I lose out? It's not as if I rent my cup out to every user. Says Tosis, no. But that all depends. That all depends, and that's Tosis and Baba Basra, that's Tosis and Baba Kama, and then in Mukiyoyt, brings up the Rosh and the Ritva, they all hold like that, they all pass like that. That's only in the case where what am I going to do with this piece of property? There's nothing I can do with it. But of course, I'm entitled to stop a person if a person phones me up and says, can I go and use your holiday house? And I say, look, I charge £1,000. He said, but it's anyway empty all year round. You've never advertised it before. You've never advertised. It's always been empty all year round. You've never advertised before. You never rent it out. It's empty all year round. What do you care I stay there for 2 months? If I wouldn't have phoned you, you wouldn't have made the money anyway. You wouldn't have bothered renting it out. So just because you're lucky that I happen to phone you, you have to charge me? No, I'm entitled to charge. So says Tosis Baba Basra. So says Tosis Baba Kama. So says Tosis. So says the Rosh. So says the Ritva. The idea of Zenene Zeloi Chosat Koifer Amidas Doim is only in an instance where it's too late. It's already the deed is done already, he's been there already. Or there's nothing you can do with the property anyway. But if theoretically it can be rented out, and he calls me in advance, of course I can stop him, of course I can charge him. It's not midas doim. Which leads the Pisri Tshuva to quote a Tshuva's Beis Ephraim, who asks on the Ramah. And he asks the Ramah, why does the Ramah, we'll see in a minute the Ramah, why does he disagree with Tosis and Baba Kama and Tosis and Baba Basra and the Rosh and the Ritva and all the Rishonim? And we'll see the Ramah paskens differently. Let's have a look at the Ramah. Says the Ramah. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch first. Hador b'chotzei chaveiro shaloi midaitoi. Somebody lives in his friend's house without asking him, without his knowledge. Says the Shulchan Aruch, right towards the bottom, depends. If the field is not made to rent out, then ain't sorech lalos lischar, he doesn't have to pay rent. Even though usually this person pays rent wherever he stays, So he's gaining? Doesn't matter. He's benefiting. Yen is not losing out because it's anyway not rented out. He doesn't have to pay rent. Says the Ramah, the daf keshekvar dorboy, on condition it's already after the deed, he's already lived there for 2 months. You can't force a landlord's house to force him to let you live in his empty property. Even though we do force the hand of a person, says the Ramah, you know when we say, says the Ramah, that's only in an instance where there's no ways I could theoretically benefit from this property. For example, the property is under it's got structural problems and it's illegal to rent it out. It's illegal to rent it out. So he's not allowed to rent it out. In such an instance, then we say Kofan Amidas Doim says the Ramah. Because you can't rent it out. Aval bichya gavna, in a situation, if he's got a holiday home, which theoretically, if he would want to, he could rent it out, but he doesn't want to. It's too much of a headache for him, he leaves it empty anyway. You cannot force his hand. So the Ramah has made a clear distinction. It depends whether it is rentable or not rentable. If it's not rentable at all, there's nothing you could do with it, then we say koifin amidas doim. Then we say you cannot charge rent. But if theoretically you could rent it out, it's just not. It's not a rent. It's not a property that's rented out. It's not for rent. It's not for rent. But it can be rented out. Then if he wants, you can charge him. He phones him up and says, "I've lived in your house for 2 months. I'm sorry. You have to pay me." So says the Ramah. So the Beis Ephraim asks, but he's going against all the Rishonim. The answer is, if you look in the Ramah brings a bracket and he says it's a modcha. And the modcha is not a stira to the Rishonim. It's the last modcha over here. It's not a stira. The Rishonim were talking in a place where the property is rentable. And the modcha is talking in a case where the property is not rentable. And that's what the Ramah means. And there's no stira between the modcha and the Rishonim at all. That would be the answer to the kasha of the Beis Ephraim and the Ramah. It's a halacha lemaisa, according to the Ramah, there's a distinction. Again, I know you should pass them with this, you should go ask a shayla. This is Lipipulo. But the Ramah makes a distinction, and this is based on a malcha, and it's not a contradiction between Toisus and the Nemik Yosef, who brings a Rosh, and the Ritva. There's a clear cut chiluk. It depends whether the property is rentable or not rentable. Umemele nachzeli in yoneinu, in this instance, where there's nothing that the other residents of the block could possibly do with this underground basement, because there's no gisha to it, there's no access to it, unless you go from this person's house. They couldn't do anything with it. It's not rentable at all. It's not usable for their, as far as they're concerned. Therefore, koifin al midas doim. Therefore, they have no right to demand payment, and he can go and build his basement, the simcha rabba, and he's gained himself an extra 100 meters, and they can't charge him for that extra, because there's no possible use they could make out of it. Only if they could theoretically rent it out a holiday home, which is empty all year round, in such an instance, that's when you can charge. Adkan. A few minutes of drush. This week's parsha, when Yaakov Avinu, he was over his final will and testament to his children. So he speaks about each of his children and about Yosef. He says, Ben Poiras Yosef. Yosef is a charming son. Ben Poiras Aleyayin, charming, pleasing to the eye. Bonois Tzoado Aleishu. The girls, they stood on the walls to catch a glimpse of Yosef, and that's how Yosef ended up marrying the daughter of Dino, because they all threw their jewelry, and Dino had this chain with a name on. That's how he ended up marrying Dino's daughter. When Yosef stands in front of Pari after he's deciphered the dreams. So Pari looks and he says to him, Anintzo Chose, Ish Asheruach Elokim Boy. Anintzo Chose. Is there anywhere found Chose like this? Ish Asheruach Elokim Boy, a person who has the spirit of the Rebbeinu Shloilem within him. And the word Chose seems to bother me. Anintzo Chose, like this. What do you mean Chose, like this? It's like you're talking about an object, not talking about a person. What's Kozeh like this? There's an interesting Gemara Gittin, Tana Rabbanon, Rabbanon learnt in a Braisa. There's a story about Rabbi Shua ben Hanani, Shalach Lekach Godl Sheberoimi. He traveled to a big city in Rome. And they came to him, the Yidden came when he came, Rabbi Shua ben Hanani, they said to him as follows, Tinoik Echod Yesh Beveis Asurim. There's a little child who's never been torn away from his parents and he's been stuffed away in a prison. Yefei Einayim, he's beautiful. V'toy V'royi, he's got beautiful eyes. And he's got a beautiful face. He's got beautiful curls. So he heard this. He stood at the entrance of the Beis Asurim. And he quoted the pasuk and he says, Minosan Nimshiso Yaakov. Who has caused Yaakov, Klal Yisrael, to be Mishiso, to be downtrodden. The Yisrael opposes him. So what did the child answer him? The child didn't say it was the Romans who did it. He said, you know who did it? The child called out from within the prison, Halay Hashem, Zuchaton Uloi. Hashem has caused this to happen because we have sinned to him. We never wanted to follow his path, the Torah, so we never listened to his Torah. Omar, when Rabbi Shua ben Hanani heard this, he says, Muftachani, I'm convinced, Shemoira Hoyra Beisor, that this child will grow up to be a great leader, a great poisuk, a great tzaddik in Klal Yisrael. Va'avoidah, the fact of the matter is, Shein Zoz Mikan, I'm going to redeem him whatever, however much it takes. Omru, and they said, that he didn't move from there until he managed to secure his release at an astronomical amount of money. It wasn't much longer when saw that he grew up to be a big poisek in his Klal Yisrael. Who was this little child? This little child was Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. It was Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. The question is in this Gemara, when they describe the child, how did they describe him? They said there's a child there. If I were to describe a child, I would say, uy, he's an Elech child. He makes a brocha before he eats. He's such a Baal Ches, he's so kind to his friends. Why did they describe him? Yefei Einayim, he's got beautiful eyes. The Toiv Roi, and he looks good. He's got beautiful curls. What relevance is that to the fact that this poor child was in prison? And if he wouldn't look good, he still deserves to be in prison? Of course not. The pshat is that I once heard from Avram Guritz that he said that from the Goyim that when Mashiach will come, there'll be a matzah of people who live for thousands of years. Why? The reason people don't live a long life is because of all the sfeikas and the worries we live in. We live with worries, and worries bear down on a person, and they cause him weakness, illnesses, and a person grows old, and he only lives till 120. He should live till 120. But in Mashiach will come, there'll be a massive of umolah, that there'll be knowledge, there'll be yediyah deyo. So people won't have sfeikas, they won't live in doubt, and they won't live in fear, and they won't live with problems. They'll be healthy, so they'll live thousands of years. You can imagine Yosef, Beveis Asurim. Imagine this child in Beveis Asurim, a child who's torn away from his parents, who's in some Roman prison, being given a piece of dry crusted bread and some water to drink, surrounded by low criminals. You can imagine what this child how he should look. He should be crying, he'd probably be crying all day. And his eyes would be red and sunken. He would probably not have appetite to eat, he'd probably be depressed, anxious. He would be depressed, he'd probably have no appetite to eat, probably wouldn't be able to sleep. He'd have withered away and emaciated he would become. He would his face would have looked like a 6-year-old rather than like a 10-year-old. He would have grown old beyond his years. They came along and they told him, Bishua Bachanani, you know, in prison there's a child. His eyes are beautiful, his face is beautiful. He hasn't been affected by prison. How come? How come? Terence says, this child is a special child. Das ist ein Jüngel, was lebt mit der Rebbeinu Shloim. It's a child who lives with the Rebbeinu Shloim. Wo me meile gam kielich begei zamoves lo iro rokiato imodi. I don't have no problems. I'm in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shloim. Ooh, such a child deserves to be free. That's a special child. And when Yosef was in a dungeon for 12 years, in the lowest of places, you can imagine he would have come back, he would have been aged beyond his years. He would have withered away. And Pari looks at him, and he says, this is a Ben Poiras Yosef, says Yaakov. a charming child. Bonus Tzadu Ali Shul, on the day he was taken out of the dungeons after 12 years, all Mitzrayim wanted to see the beauty of Yosef. Hanimtzo Chozeh. Where does such a thing come from? Such a being. So unbelievable, looking after so much troubles and so much travails. That can only be because Isha Sharuach Elokim Boy. That can only be because this person left with the Rebbein Yishloim. He lives with the Rebbein Yishloim. Umemela, that's why Gam Kielich Begitzamov Slayir Okiato Imodi. Today, how does one live with the Rebbein Yishloim? If you're dovuk to the Torah, you're dovuk to the Rebbein Yishloim. Lulei Soirotcho Shashuai Ozavada to be on ye. The way that we can overcome our troubles and our travails and all our worries is through being dogged to the Rebbe Yishloim, that we do through the Torah. It means Hashem, we should be zoicha, we shouldn't have any worries at all.